Welcome to the 39th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy, to prepare it for His second coming. I would like to start this episode off by encouraging those of you who are listening to this series. Despite the challenges you may be facing in your own lives, I want to remind you that Jesus Christ loves us very much. He loves you with a passion beyond your understanding. Your life on earth at this moment in time is not an accident. It was carefully planned by the Lord. We each have a part to play in these end times. You have something to contribute to the building up of God's kingdom that no one else in the world can do. Your devotion to the Lord is very much needed at this time. If you ever think that you are too insignificant, that you could never make a difference in the world with your life, I want you to think again. God has equipped us with all the talents and skills we need to fulfill His will on earth. All we need to do is turn to Him and trust in Him completely. If and when we fall short, He will carry us the rest of the way. You never do anything alone. If you constantly wonder if what you are doing is pleasing to the Lord, then I can tell you that you are on the right path. Those who hope to and constantly try to please the Lord have love in their hearts for Him. Those who go about their daily lives and never stop to think if what they are doing is pleasing to the Lord or displeasing to Him end up pushing Him to one side. Never assume that everything you do always brings joy to Jesus, because we are all sinners. But know that the attempts made by you to live His teachings more perfectly brings great joy to His heart. God never forgets any little thing you do for Him. All of your efforts to bring love into the world will be rewarded in time. This is why you should strive daily to build up God's kingdom, whether it be, for example, through prayers, acts of charity, simple loving gestures, or the spreading of these messages. All is seen by God and is pleasing to Him. And finally, do not fear the changes that are occurring in the world now. All events are in God's hands, and though it may be hard to understand, they are for the good of mankind. Now I'm going to continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, I Bring Hope, I Bring Mercy, I Bring Salvation, given on Sunday, December 16th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is important that my disciples do not cause fear in the hearts of their friends and family because of my messages to you at this time. I come to you all at this time to speak with you from heaven in order to prepare you. I do this with love and joy in my heart. I come to help those who believe in me so that they will be ready to accept me in the state of grace needed to reign with me in my kingdom. I come also to plead with those who cannot understand the meaning of God's creation, especially those souls who use human reasoning to define everything in their lives. They believe only in what they can see or touch. These same souls will accept lies from those they believe are to be respected in their societies and nations. How easily they are fooled by the lies of man, and how weak they are, and that they reject the truth of their creation. My task is to help you all, not to threaten, but to draw you closer to me so that you will receive comfort. My kingdom is your home. You must not feel any pressure to reject your family so that you can unite your heart with mine. Instead, bring to me your family through your prayers. Many will hurt you when you proclaim the truth of my word, but that is okay. Do not challenge them and try to force them against their will. I will take them into my light of protection when you recite my Grace of Immunity Crusade prayer. I am full of love for you. Those who believe in me will be greatly comforted by my second coming. Those other souls can be saved by your prayers. This is why I prepare you now. It is to save all of you so that you can enjoy the new heavens and the new earth. I bring hope, I bring mercy, I bring salvation. I bring to a conclusion the final covenant, the final age, which will be the fulfillment of my Father's will. Never fear me, for I am your family, joined by my flesh and blood, by my humanity, as well as by my divinity. Be at peace, my beloved followers. Rest on my shoulder, for my love and mercy is greater than any of you know. This is a time for rejoicing, not sorrow, for I have given you the gift of salvation. This gift is for you, as well as those who are lost. It is for everyone. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, The Power of Death Over Humanity Will Be Defeated Finally, given on Monday, December 17th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the day I come to reclaim my inheritance, promised to me by my Father, will be sudden. While I prepare all of humanity for this great event, the day will come unexpectedly. The time for the beast to be cast into the abyss is near, and then the 12 nations will enjoy peace and unity. During this time, the saints in heaven and all those who died in my favor will be raised with the righteous who will survive the tribulation. All will be resurrected and given the gift of perfect bodies, which will overcome the death known to humanity since the sin of Adam. They will enjoy peace and prosperity under my spiritual reign until my kingdom is handed over to my Father. This will be the first resurrection and will be followed by a 1,000-year reign of perfect harmony according to the divine will of my Father. During this time, sinners who denied me will suffer. The second resurrection is not known to mankind, nor have the details been revealed to anyone other than the prophets Daniel and John the Evangelist. These secrets will be revealed in time, for they are not for your knowing now. The power of God will be manifested when the battle to salvage souls will succeed. The power of death over humanity will be defeated finally. This is my promise. I will fulfill the prophecies laid down by my Father. Those among you who are confused, have no fear. All is now in my holy hands. But be assured, all that matters is the forgiveness of sin. This will be when all of you ask me for the gift of redemption. It is that simple. Your love for me will yield the gift of life. Death, as you know it, will have no control or hold over you again. Your future is something to welcome with joy in your hearts, for it is the greatest gift of God. And only those deserving souls will be bequeathed with such wealth. Be at peace, trust me, love me, that is all that matters. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, all those who promote abortion and who are responsible for it being introduced are guilty of mortal sin. Given on Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. Mary says, My dear child, the most sacred creation of my beloved Father, the life of those babies in the womb is to be destroyed a millionfold all over the world. The evil one has influenced governments in all parts of the world to ensure that abortion is not only accepted, but that it will be seen as a good thing. How many tears are now being spilled in heaven? All the angels and saints bow their heads in sorrow. God's children will be destroyed in many numbers as the time for the Great Tribulation commences. Wars, famines, murders, and suicides will increase. It is the sin of abortion, however, which incurs the wrath of my Father more than almost any other sin. Countries who condone abortion will suffer greatly by the hand of God. Their countries will weep when their punishment is witnessed. All those responsible for the introduction of such a vile act will need much prayer. My child, it is important that everyone recites my Holy Rosary every Friday until the last week in January 2013 to stop the spread of abortion. Every child murdered in the womb becomes an angel in my Father's kingdom. They pray every day for each mother who intervened knowingly and without hesitation to end the life of the child within her. Their prayers are being used to salvage the souls of their mothers. All those who promote abortion and who are responsible for it being introduced are guilty of mortal sin. Pray, pray, pray for these sinners as they are in great need of the mercy of God. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, My Flames of Mercy, Like Tongues of Fire, Will Descend on Every Soul Soon, given on Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is time for each of my followers to understand that my mercy must be accepted without fear. I am not coming to harm or judge God's children during the warning. I come only to prepare them by revealing to them the truth in their hearts. Only by trusting in my love and divinity can you feel real joy and peace. If you allow fear to grip your heart, you will not be able to accept my gift. Rejoice, for I love all of you. The time to celebrate my birth is important, as fewer and fewer nations tolerate my name. When you celebrate my birth, you acknowledge your own salvation. I have given you the gift of freedom. Now share the truth with others without fear in your hearts. When the time comes for the whole world to witness the public event of my second coming, you will regret not having spread my word to lost souls. Please prepare your hearts and souls so that they can be cleansed in anticipation of my promise to come again. Use this time in prayer. Spend time with family and those close to you. Help those who are troubled in body and spirit. My flames of mercy, like tongues of fire, will descend on every soul soon. You must not stop in fear or be worried. All I ask is that you are prepared at all times. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Satan Will Be Bound During My Reign and Will No Longer Deceive God's Children, given on Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the world must know that the era of peace will be the culmination of my promise, where I will reign over the new heavens and the new earth. This will be a spiritual reign, and my church, the New Jerusalem, will be at peace, and my word will be heard amongst all nations. Satan will be bound during my reign and will no longer deceive God's children. This reign will not be a symbolic one, but where the tree of life will breathe love and peace, so that all those who are blessed to enjoy my new paradise will not suffer death, even when Satan will be released, albeit for a short time, at the end of this period. My plan is according to the will of my Father, and no man has the right to deny the will of God. Make no mistake, you must accept the word of God, which is contained in my Father's book, because if you do not, then you will be deceived as to the prophecies given to man since time began. Follow only my path, accept my promises, do not doubt me, for you will insult me. You either accept me as your Savior and trust in me completely, or not at all. My word is the truth. The truth will, when accepted by every living soul, be the key to freedom and to the gates of my new paradise. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, I Died for You. Because of this, you must trust me now. Given on Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I must warn you that criticism will mount against you and my word given to you at this time. You must not allow distractions or doubts to stop you from imparting every single word I give you. Man must never doubt the prophecies handed down since the day of Moses. Not one prophecy contains untruths. Now, as I reveal to the world the secrets and my plans for humanity kept from you up to now, do not turn away. For I present to you now many things still to come, which you, my disciples, must be informed of, so that you do not fail to prepare for my glorious return. Let no one deny themselves the gift I bring of eternal life. Those amongst you fortunate to enter the new era, when heaven and earth will become one, must follow the path of truth. Now is the time for your faith in me, your Savior, to be truly challenged and tested. You will soon be bullied into rejecting my messages. Every effort will be made to force you to reject my word and to declare the truth to be heresy. Turn your minds now to my birth, to the teachings I gave humanity so that they could learn how to prepare their souls, to the sacrifice made by my death on the cross to salvage souls. I died for you. Because of this, you must trust me now. I am the light which shines down upon the path you must walk. On either side of this path, evil spirits will pull at you, torment you, try to get you to walk back the same way you came and into the darkness. They will do this through the taunts of others who will pull you apart because of your loyalty to these messages. You must stay in silent meditation, read my word, and feel my presence. Allow my Holy Spirit to calm your heart and feel my love envelop you. As your pain intensifies because of this mission, know that you are in full union with me, your Jesus. Never give up. Do not reject my hand of mercy. Allow me to embrace you in order to give you the courage needed to continue on this journey with me until the day I come to reward you. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, God the Father, the time for great change for the good of all is upon you, given on Thursday, December 20th, 2012. God says, my dearest daughter, I call on all my children to uphold the name of my only Son, Jesus Christ, and show him the honor which has been accorded to him amongst humanity. My angels in my holy kingdom, ring out and rejoice because of the mercy which is to be granted to all through my Son. This great divine gift will be used to vanquish the darkness which covers the world. It will be by my divine intervention that I will be able to save most of my children. This Christmas, a time of great rejoicing as you celebrate the birth of the Savior I gave the world, is a turning point in the history of the human race. As your Father, I bless you all and bestow with a deep compassion this great gift of mercy. I gather you, all of my creation, so that I can cleanse you of every doubt, every sin, and every blasphemy against the laws of my kingdom. This great cleansing of the earth will take some time, but I will hasten these times of persecution. Your suffering by the hands of corrupt governments who do not accept my laws will be difficult, but will not last long. I will give all of my enemies time to open their eyes to the truth of the glorious paradise I have awaiting to unveil to the world. Rejoice, praise my Son, for it is because of him that I present the new paradise, where the reign promised to him by me will evolve. The time for great change, for the good of all is upon you. My power will be shown in all its strength and glory for the world to witness. I am the beginning, I am the end. My new kingdom, the new paradise, will finally replace the old. The earth was tarnished by the sin of Adam and Eve. The perfect creation of man was destroyed when sin brought to an end the gift of immortality. Soon I will reverse all that was sullied by the contamination caused by Satan and his demons. They will no longer be masters of temptation. I will now send my Son to reclaim the throne which was created for him. The battle for this throne is fierce, but my power prevails, and every miracle will be used to bring my family back safely into the divine sacred heart of my Son. You are my children, lost and in pain. Now I send my Son to begin the process to take you to your rightful home. I love you, dearest children of mine. I have never forsaken you, although you could be forgiven for believing this. You are now being called. No man will be excluded from this announcement from heaven. Pray, children, that all will respond to my Son's mercy. Your beloved Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, My Love for Humanity is Felt by Many. Sadly, those who do not look for it will not find it. Given on Friday, December 21st, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, to love me is simple. You do not have to be learned in Holy Scripture. All you need to do is this. Call to me even when in doubt about my existence. I will fill you with my presence unexpectedly. You will feel a love like never before, and then you will know the truth. I am real, I am there, and I love each of you. True love pierces your heart with a powerful emotion of attachment. It is a two-way gift. You will love me, and you will wonder, how can this be? My love for humanity is felt by many. Sadly, those who do not look for it will not find it. To those who still find themselves wandering away from me, all you need to do is call upon me so that I can enlighten your soul. My birth heralded the proof of my Father's love for the human race. He sent me, your Savior, because of his love for you. Love is not something you should ever take for granted, as it is the greatest gift from God. It transcends every other feeling and can defeat evil if you would only embrace it. My spirit of love, my protection covers you at this special time. You are mine. I am in your heart. All you need to do is allow my love to fill you, because when you do, you will feel true peace. I bless all of you. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "My Word Will Be Like a Sword, Which Will Cut Through Confusion and Lies," given on Friday, December 21st, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, the time for my teachings and my holy messages to be spread into every corner of the world is now. I will ensure that the Book of Truth promised to the world will be ready in every nation and every language. My disciples and my sacred servants will preach from the four corners of the earth. Billions will follow my word, and many will finally read the Holy Gospel. My Father's book, the Holy Bible, will be revisited, and my word will be read again. Now my messages today contained in the Book of Truth will be food, which will be fed to God's children when it will be deemed illegal to read the Holy Word of God in the future. You, my disciples, must convert those who do not know me. If they do not know who I am, they cannot prepare themselves properly for my new kingdom. My word will be like a sword, which will cut through confusion and lies. It will touch the minds, hearts, and the souls of all. Some will take time to digest my word, but most of the world's population will accept the truth once they are given it. Please pray for the courage, the strength, and the will to do what it is that I ask of you. Remind them that I died for them. Tell them that the time for me to come again is soon. Comfort them by revealing to them the great gift of the new paradise I am to reveal. Tell them that I am coming to save them and to end their suffering. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "I Shower You With This Special Blessing Today," given on Saturday, December 22nd, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, Christmas Day is my gift to humanity. It is because of this day that eternal life became possible for mortal man. I, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, welcome you all, God's children, into the kingdom promised to me by my Father. I came into the world, unknown by but a few. My birth changed the future. My promise was accepted by my followers. They knew that I would come again, but had no idea when. They listened to my teachings, although many of them were not learned men. They were poor and lived simple lives. Yet they were the ones who welcomed me. The same will be true now when I prepare you for my second coming. It will be those souls with a simple love for me who will open their hearts to my call. And it will be those amongst you, humble of heart and pure of soul, who become my disciples of today. It will be through you, just as it was when I walked the earth, that my word will be heard and believed. I shower you with this special blessing today. I desire that you accept my blessing of protection through this crusade prayer to welcome me, the Messiah, as I will unveil my new kingdom. Crusade Prayer 90, Thanksgiving for your most glorious second coming. O my Jesus, I offer you praise and thanksgiving for your most glorious second coming. You, my Savior, were born to give me eternal life and to free me from sin. I offer you my love, my thanks, and my adoration as I prepare my soul for your great coming. Amen. Go now and prepare, for the times are short, and much is needed to be done in order to salvage every soul. I bring you peace, love, and joy on this special day. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Family Unit and the Destruction of It Will Be at the Root of Everything, given on Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, many of those sacred servants of mine are to face a terrible challenge. This will be one which will convince them to take one of two separate paths. It will be up to each, by his own free will, as to which path he must choose, for the abomination will make itself known shortly. Many of my sacred servants will not be immediately aware of what is happening. It will only be when they read letters given to them from those in high places that they will find difficulty. Those who uphold my holy word, given to man through the gift of the Holy Bible, will be challenged and urged to accept amendments. These amendments will be given to them, and they will be expected to swallow them and accept them as the truth. They amount to one thing. They will urge those holy sacred servants of mine to accept tolerance of sin. They will be told that God is an ever-merciful God and that He loves everyone. Yes, this part is true, but then they will be instructed to condone laws which are an abomination in my eyes. The family unit and the destruction of it will be at the root of everything. Others will be asked to accept a new type of ceremony which will replace the Mass in the presence of my Holy Eucharist. It will be deemed as an all-inclusive move to join all Christians and other religions as one. This will be the beginning of the end. The day the daily sacrifices of the Mass are cut will be the beginning of all events to unfold, as foretold to John the Evangelist. It will be the time of the rise of the beast, and his influence will be great. He will win over the hearts and souls of many priests. His aim is to stop all Masses and to desecrate the Holy Eucharist. He already does this through black Masses held in many Catholic churches. The core of disloyal servants is plotting against my church, and they will mislead many. Be alert, open your eyes, and beg me for the strength you are going to need in order to stand up against this vile and wicked plan. This battle within my church on earth will be vicious. Priest against priest, bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. Let it be known that those amongst you, my sacred servants, who know me and love me, I will lead you, I will guide you, I will give you the strength to deal with these enemies of God. You are not alone. You must never listen to lies given or presented to you in my holy name. Only you know the truth in your hearts. Listen to your heart. Remain loyal to all that you have been told is the law of God. If you are presented with anything which seems to be in contradiction of my teachings, then you must turn your back. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, the Earth Will Now Change Both Physically and in Spirit, given on Monday, December 24th, 2012. Mary says, My child, the day I brought the world a Savior, it changed the destiny of humanity. This little child I loved with a passion like any other mother. But there was an extra grace given to me by my Father. That was the grace of protection. I protected my son from the start in a way which was different. I knew that he was the promised Messiah, and therefore I had been given a very special responsibility, although I had no idea of the magnitude which that responsibility would entail. I was not given to understand early on that my son, the Savior sent by God to save the human race from the fires of hell, would be killed. This part of my mission came as a terrible shock, and my pain cannot be described, so intense was it. I suffered through my son, in him and with him. Even today I feel his pain and sorrow at the disbelief of my son's existence in the world today. As the mother of salvation, my responsibility is to assist my son in his plan to salvage souls. This is the time of the deluge, this time for swift and sudden change. As wars will break out, and a great war emerges from the ashes, God's plan will increase in its pace to awaken his presence amongst all nations and all races. My child, I plead with you to pray the Most Holy Rosary as I weep today. My tears, which you have just witnessed, are for those souls who will not acknowledge my son. It is those Christians who say that they accept Jesus Christ as Savior and who insult him by not praying to him who saddened him the most. The spread of atheism is like a dreadful epidemic sweeping the earth. God has not been forgotten. Instead, his existence is being deliberately ignored. His laws banned from your countries. His church is not honored, his sacred servants too timid and not courageous enough to proclaim his holy word. The earth will now change both physically and in spirit. The cleansing has begun. The battle will be waged between those who follow the evil one and God's remnant church. Those loyal to my son must always call on me, your beloved mother of salvation, so that I can consecrate you to my beloved son, in order to grant you much-needed graces. You must be prepared as a soldier of Jesus Christ. Your armor must be made stronger, because your role is as a crusader, and you will have to march against great cruelty and injustice. Go in peace, children, and keep in daily prayer as the changes commence, so that the salvation of humanity can be achieved. All will be done according to the holy will of my Father, through his only Son, Jesus Christ. You, my children, who ask for my help, will be granted great protection for your nations. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, There Will Be a Great Deluge. You will also witness smaller floods across other countries. Given on Tuesday, December 25th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my plan of salvation for the world began in my time, on the 22nd, December 2012. This time in the world is mine, as I gather all God's children together as one, as the great battle begins. This period of great tribulation will last some time. The wars will escalate until the big war is declared, and the world will change. All nations will witness the changes. You must be prepared for this and be accepting, for all these things must happen before my second coming. There will be a great deluge. You will also witness smaller floods across other countries. The climates will all begin to change, and your weather will be different in a way which may seem strange to you. This is the time for all those who have opened their eyes to the truth to plan the path for me, so that I can welcome all in my sacred arms. Have no fear, for my love will dilute much, and your prayers can and will mitigate many of these things, as well as the atrocities planned by the beast. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, God the Father, Soon a New Light, a New Sun Will Be Seen. Given on Thursday, December 27th, 2012. God says, My dearest daughter, this is a message of great hope for all of my children. The time for the change is as foretold, when the earth will turn, the planets will change, and the climates will no longer be predictable as upon you. My great power is now being manifested in heaven as it is on earth, as I lead the battle against my enemies. Satan and his demons are being defeated, but they will put up a terrible defense. With them, they suck my poor children, whose hearts are filled with political and worldly ambitions, into playing a role as they try to crucify my children. Man is weak. Man is easily seduced because of his blindness to the truth laid down by me from the beginning of creation. Man believes in lies. He believes the lies spewed out by the evil one because he is attracted by the promises of power and pleasure. My children must acknowledge the glorious and splendid light of my kingdom. You, my daughter, have seen this light, and you know how powerful it is. You know the power of God and how it envelops you. Can you imagine what this will be like when my new paradise is revealed? You, my daughter, have glimpsed but just a small portion of this glorious and gleaming light. It is important to welcome the light of my Son into your hearts. When you invite him to salvage you and take you into his sacred heart, you will feel this light. The light of the new dawn, the new era, will slowly but surely illuminate the world. Soon a new light, a new sun will be seen. It will be larger and will be the cause of much wonder. This is a sign of my power and my majesty. It will be a miracle and will prove that man does not fully understand the secret of creation. Only I, God, the creator of the universe, command all that is, all that will be, all that can be. No man, no scientist can solve these most sacred secrets, as it is not for man to understand at this time. The wonders of my creation and the force of my power will be shown to the world. Let no man make the error of believing that Satan and his wicked followers have any power to bring you the wonders which I have created for every single creature. I have promised to reveal the truth so that you, my children, can wipe away the cobwebs which cover your eyes. When the day comes for the truth to be finally accepted by you, I will grant you the most splendid riches, graces, and a life you could never envisage, for it is beyond your imagination. I am happy to impart this message of hope today. I hope it brings you much happiness and peace. My promise to bring you to your final inheritance is to become a reality soon. Your loving Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, Knowledge Can Very Often Blind You to the Truth, given on Friday, December 28, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is only when your heart is truly open to me that you can experience my light and acknowledge the truth. Many say that they have asked for the gift of discernment and that they prayed to the Holy Spirit in order to receive it. Not all who ask are given the insight they need, however, to receive this precious gift, yet they will say that they have. Then they insult me by claiming that my holy word makes them uncomfortable. They claim that their concerns must mean that my holy messages are coming from the spirit of evil. To those of you who proudly proclaim your twisted interpretation of my holy word to be false, given to you through these messages, I have this to say. When did you last come before me naked, without the screen of pride shielding you? When did you come before me on your knees, calling me to truly guide you, without you first putting your hands over your ears by refusing to listen? Don't you know that I will only enlighten you with the gift of discernment when you come before me without any preconceived views of your own? You cannot be freed from the chains of intellectual pride which blinds you to the truth of spiritual knowledge until you are stripped of all human pride. To those amongst you who spend years studying Holy Scripture and who consider yourselves to be well-versed and therefore more worthy to define my word, you must think again. Knowledge of my Father's book does not qualify you any more than the beggar in the street with no education of spiritual matters. Knowledge can very often blind you to the truth. Knowledge based on your own human interpretation of my Father's book means nothing when it comes to understanding the Word of God. Those of you who boast of your learned ways by following the holy scriptures of God and then use this to deny my word given to the world today are guilty of sin. Your sin is the sin of pride. You offend me because your pride is worth more to you than love for me in its most simple form. Love for me, your Jesus, comes from the heart. Souls worthy of my kingdom, recognize my voice quickly. Souls who defy my word and encourage others to outwardly reject me are influenced by the spirit of evil. You disgust me. Your vile voices, where you shout out and proudly declare your worthiness based on your knowledge of Holy Scripture, will be silenced. My patience is never ending, but for those of you who stand before me and damage my plan of salvation with deliberate intent, you will be cast into the wilderness in the blink of an eye. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Never Fear Me, For I Come in Peace, given on Saturday, December 29th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, again I say to all of you, dear disciples of mine, not to be fearful. While events to come may be distressing for you to witness, remember these, my holy words given to you now. My love for humanity is so great that I forgive easily any sin, no matter how offensive, once true remorse is shown by the sinner. Never fear me if you truly love me, because I protect you at all times. Yes, you will suffer in my name when you walk behind me, but this is something which you must accept. It is such a small price to pay for the glory which lies ahead of you. Those who, however, walk in front of me in the mistaken belief that they do not need the presence of God in their lives need to be fearful. These sinners, who will never show remorse for they believe that they are in control of their own destiny, will fall into the abyss. This, the trap laid down for them by the evil one, can be likened to a ticking clock. For every minute they continue to forsake me, their time is shortened. Their time to redeem themselves in my eyes is short. Know that the two armies for the battle of souls have now lined up in order to prepare for the war. Time is moving on, so please be prepared at all times. Never fear me, for I come in peace. Be fearful, however, of the beast who will be seen to come in peace, but who comes to destroy you. He, the evil one, and his followers on earth are those you should be fearful of, not me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, He will, by the power of the occult, perform what will be seen to be cures for people who are terminally ill. Given on Sunday, December 30th, 2012, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to tell you that the changes which will prepare the world for my second coming are about to be seen by the whole world. The wars in the Middle East will accelerate and be widespread. They will involve the West as well as the East. The turmoil will be halted by the man of peace, the beast, the Antichrist. Many will in time believe that he is God, the Messiah. So much power will he seem to possess. His powers have been accorded to him by the father of evil, Satan. He will, by the power of the occult, perform what will be seen to be cures for people who are terminally ill. They will be cured of their illnesses temporarily, and people will believe that his powers will have come from heaven, that he is I, Jesus Christ. They will believe that he comes to prepare the world for the new era and that the second coming is taking place before them. He will perform other miracles, but they will simply be an illusion. Some sacred servants of mine will drop before him and adore him. Political leaders will publicly applaud him. He will be seen as the good and humble Messiah, and he will emulate all my traits. Sadly, he will deceive many. I beg you, my disciples, to warn people that I, Jesus Christ, will not come in the flesh. This cannot be. I have already come to earth in the flesh, and this cannot happen a second time. When I come again, it will be through the way in which I left, and then the wicked will be banished, and my new paradise will replace the earth. Do not be deceived. Be alert. I will continue to warn you about the Antichrist and the lies he will present to the world. In this way, you can help me save those poor souls who will follow him slavishly into the pits of hell. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, You Will Be the Focus of Much Hatred, given on Monday, December 31st, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the burden upon you, the messenger, sent to prepare the way for my second coming, is to become heavier. You will be the focus of much hatred, and many, including priests, from within my church will try to destroy you. The same will be true of those who spread my messages. As the carriers of the truth, they too will be verbally attacked. This is the time when you must keep to yourself and simply continue to do what is needed to ensure that as many as possible are given access to these messages. As my holy word begins to reach many corners, the anger against them will deepen. When the messages are pulled apart, and in some cases, declared heresy, you must keep moving. Remain together, and do not listen to the poisonous rants which will be hurled at you. Remain strong and courageous. Keep by my side as we walk this path to Calvary. For make no mistake, this difficult mission has been foretold, and it will be very difficult for many of you. I bless you all, as I warn you that you must not fret when the attacks become fiercer. It is because this is my holy word that much hatred will be shown. This is the price to be paid for the salvation of souls, including those who torment you the most. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Temple of God Will Be Desecrated Beyond Recognition, given on Tuesday, January 1st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the new dawn has arisen, and the changes have commenced in preparation for my second coming. Wars in the Middle East will now escalate, and many will die by the hands of the evil group. The evil group are going to be stopped, however, by the hand of my Father, each one struck down as they pose a greater danger to God's children. My plans are being manifested, and those among you, chosen by me to lead the remnant church, will swiftly build bases throughout the world. These places will be where you will go to honor me in peace when your churches will not welcome you in the way it is meant to be. Your churches will become no more than places of entertainment where pagan rituals and music will be staged in elaborate ceremonies. Supposedly, these events will be to honor God. Instead, they will idolize sinful acts, and they will declare them to be in accordance with my teachings. Many will present themselves soon as the new servants of God. Many will never have been prepared in the Christian church, and therefore will not be fit to present the holy sacraments to God's children. They will be imposters. They will dictate to all the truth of what they say are the teachings of God in today's world. Their lies will reach the ears of humanity all over the world. Many will be attracted to what they will perceive to be a fresh new approach to my teachings and the love of God. All will be a terrible lie. Many will be deceived into accepting the new one world religion. As the false church grows and attracts many celebrities, the media and political leaders, my remnant church will grow. Many of my sacred servants will be disloyal to me and join in the new one world religion where they will be welcomed with open arms. These imposters will cause terrible hardship for Christians everywhere if they do not accept this new politically endorsed cultural organization which will call itself a Church of God. While Christians will be the main target of hatred, the House of Israel will also be sought out and the Jews will be made scapegoats in this war for souls. Nothing you see will appear to be different on the exterior in the early days. Soon, there will be seen a rich and powerful building in Rome, which will become a meeting place. All religions will be made welcome here until they are forced to swallow the lies presented to them by the New World Order. It will, in time, become unacceptable for certain Christian practices to be held in public. These will include the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. They will be deemed to be unacceptable in a modern and secular world, and you will find it impossible to receive them. The sacrament of marriage will be changed, and marriage will be available in a different form. The only way to receive the true sacraments at that stage will be through the remnant church. To my sacred servants who will suffer in my name, as they will struggle to hold onto the sacraments and the Holy Mass, know this. Your duty is to me, through your holy vows, and you must never be tempted to deviate from the truth. Pressure will be put on you to desert the ways of the Lord. Your voice will become just like a whisper as the enemy tries to drown out the true word of God. Gather together, unite, for very soon the temple of God will be desecrated beyond recognition. All you need to do is follow me. Listen to your heart and your conscience. Be ready at all times for this difficult journey ahead. You will need all your courage, your strength, and your perseverance. Know that, at the end of your journey, I will be waiting to sweep you into my holy arms and into the safe haven of my new paradise. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, Not All Will Accept Freedom. Many will side with the evil one and reject my son. Given on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013, Mary says, My child, much will now unfold in the world, and many events are necessary in order to purify God's children. It is important that the hearts of all are open to the truth, the holy word of God. If they do not open their hearts, they will not be able to accept the truth of my son's promise to humanity. He will come again and soon to redeem his kingdom on earth. It will be prized away from the evil grip of Satan. All of God's children will be offered the freedom they need to become one with my son. Not all will accept freedom. Many will side with the evil one and reject my son. They will be so weak that they will not accept his promise and will continue to pursue worldly ambitions. I ask you, children, to be generous towards these souls. They will not only reject my son's mercy, they will harass and sneer at all those brave souls who will stand up and proclaim the truth of God. Keep in daily prayer, children, and then hand over any fears you may have to my son. He loves you and wishes to unburden you of such sorrow and pain. Come to me, your beloved mother, and I will ask him to make you stronger in your allegiance to him. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary. The reason why so many people are in such pain and darkness is because they do not believe in God. Given on Thursday, January 3rd, 2013. Mary says, My child, the reason why so many people are in such pain and darkness is because they do not believe in God. The faith which was meant to be instilled in every soul by those appointed ones has lapsed. So many have turned away from God and find now that their lives are empty and without meaning. When a soul turns their back on God, they become restless. They fill the vacuum with a love of false things, which will never satisfy their desire for peace. True peace can only be found through the Sacred Heart of my Son. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will never die, nor will you remain dry of spirit. My Son brings you salvation, and even the weakest amongst you will find an inner strength when you call on Him. Those who have never been taught the truth, because it was denied to them, will be offered the hand of mercy by my son. he will enlighten them because they are the ones he wishes to draw into his glorious kingdom. The glory of God will, if you allow the truth to be given to you with an open heart, save you. When you recognize God's goodness, you could never again put anyone or anything before him. Please pray that the light of truth will open the mind, heart, body, and soul of each one of you during the warning. It is why God is sending such a gift of mercy. Please respond to his call. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, I Call Out to All Those Who Are Unsure as to Whether I Exist or Not, given on Thursday, January 3rd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I call out to all those who are unsure as to whether I exist or not. I realize how difficult it is for you to believe in a life other than the one you live now. I know that you find it hard to accept in my divine presence. Yet, know that when you love someone, that the presence of God in your soul allows for this gift. Use this love to call on me, and I will speak to your heart. This is an age where, very soon, you will know instinctively that many events in the world are being caused by the evil present in the hearts of men with cruelty in their souls. This is the time when I will make my voice heard amongst you. I speak through my prophets in order to enlighten you, so that I can show you the love that I have for you. Do not pull away from me. There is a spark of recognition for me within your soul. Now is the time for you to ponder on your future, for you must know this, without me, without my love and mercy, you will never find peace. I am the truth. I bring news which may not sit comfortably with you, but I speak the truth. The truth is difficult, in the beginning, to accept, because it reveals the bad as well as the good. People only want to see the pleasant side, but very often, the exterior of warm pleasantries simply cover up the truth. Many cannot savor the truth, the existence of God, the creator of all things, yet they are prepared to accept falsities which are presented to them. These are just passing forms of titillation and are meaningless. They succeed in distracting you and give you a false sense of security, but they have no substance. Remember, your time on earth is simply a form of exile brought about by sin. I came to salvage the human race from sin when I came the first time. Sadly, I was not welcomed. I was murdered and died on the cross before I could claim my kingdom. Now I will come again as foretold to claim the kingdom promised to me by my beloved Father. This time I will prepare all of you for this event, for I promise you now the greatest gift of all. You are a child of God, whether or not you accept this fact. You are very much loved. I will enlighten you if you come to me and ask me to help you. There is nothing to fear, because I am your beloved Jesus, and for you, I died a death of great suffering. Your own suffering, where you wander lost in confusion and where you find it impossible to find peace, is almost over. Come, follow me. I have great plans, and my divinity will be proven to all. Even those who continue to reject me will be presented with the truth when my glorious second coming is witnessed by over 7 billion people. No one will deny I exist then. They will find it impossible. Yet, many will refuse to accept the new kingdom, which I will unveil for all of God's children. Do not turn away, for I wish to save you and take you and the whole of humanity into the inheritance for which you were all born. Your beloved Jesus. That's all the time we have for this episode. In the messages in this episode, Jesus again reveals his love to the world. Although there are many warnings about events to come, Jesus reminds us that he will always be by our side, and that a great, glorious future is awaiting us all. It is easy to look at the world and see the turmoil, the hatred, the violence and confusion, and lack of belief in Jesus Christ, and believe that there is no hope. Instead, use this as an opportunity to increase your trust in Jesus Christ and build a relationship with Him. When His second coming takes place, and when we are finally brought to His kingdom, all this suffering will be forgotten about. All that will remain is love, peace, joy, and eternal happiness. Therefore, never give up hope or fall into despair. Thank you for listening to this episode. Continue to keep your faith strong, and may God be with you all.